Director of Recycle Utah, Inza Repin, says composting might take a little patience here in Utah, but it's much easier than you'd think, and it's a great contribution towards sustainability and creating good soil.
If you haven't been daring enough to start your own pile or your own bucket or something having to do with compost, please start it now. There are usually lots of questions because you've done it in another state and now you're moving here and it's not working as quickly. So come and learn, and Wednesday at 6, this Saturday at 10 a.m. at the center.
She says one of the common mistakes is not watering compost enough.
It really does work, and it takes about 30% of your waste that you have from your kitchen, the fruit and vegetable peelings, out of your garbage can and therefore out of our landfill. And in the process, it does save methane from escaping and adding onto the climate change that we're all talking about.
In addition to composting workshops, Recycle Utah will also organize the biannual hazardous waste disposal. That's May 3rd at the Canyons Resort lower parking lot. This is the time, she says, to gather all hazardous materials in your home. The disposal is free for residents from 9 to noon and from noon to 1 for businesses for a fee.
So what we were accepting, besides all the paints and the fluids, the anything having to do with cleaning and cars and painting, are also light bulbs and fuel cylinders, automotive tires, refrigeration units, and certainly electronic waste, and there is a lot of it. We are accepting pharmaceuticals, that means all of your old medicines, and anything having to do with mercury, such as thermostats and thermometers and such.
And while old winter sport equipment may not be a hazardous material, Repin says you can bring that too. Then, with spring comes spring cleaning, and with that comes the need for dumpsters. Dumpster Days now takes place at Recycle Utah the last Saturday and Sunday of each month from 9 to 4 beginning this month. Then lasts all summer long until October. Garbage and green waste is accepted. Park City Cleanup is also coming up. This is for the whole community to engage in and begins with a breakfast at Wasatch Brew Pub, then a citywide cleanup.
The Wasatch Brew Pub is inviting us to start with a breakfast at 8 o'clock from until 9 and from 9 to noon. We are cleaning up the town, and it doesn't have to be anything organized by us. It could be the Luge Club is doing Deer Valley Drive again. They have done that for years. So we would like to invite HOAs to clean up their neighborhood. We would like to invite schools to participate because, believe me, our school grounds could use a little help and clean up around. The snow is gone. The winds are coming.
Recycle Utah will hold the biggest fundraiser of the year at the Wasatch Brew Pub on Sunday, April 27th.
We are invited for dinner. The entry fee is $35, I'm sorry, for adults, and includes dinner and drink tickets. Kids are welcome at $15 each. There is an art project, as we do every year for the kids, and of course a silent auction with the usual items, but many unusual items as well. So it's really our biggest fundraiser of the year, and it funds the programs that don't make fiscal sense. So we invite you all to come.
Repin says issues in this year's legislative session moved along slowly but surely.
Bottle bill, they're a little leery about, they don't know too much about it, so we bring it up every year and educate. The plastic bag ban makes sense. We just have to word it differently somehow. They come down and they say, what's the number on this one? So that indicates that there is interest. And it's a good thing. The time has come, as it is already in place in many other communities. It's just a matter of time. It'll come.
That's Inza Repin of Recycle Utah. You can go online to recycleutah.org for more details on all events. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.